复活的真理。
We learn about the truth of Jesus' resurrection.
2000 years ago,
over 2,000 years ago,
耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
他被埋葬了。
He was buried.
3 days later复活了。
He raised again 3 days.
他真的复活了。
He truly was resurrected.
他向他当代很多的人显现。
He appeared to many people.
复活的基督继续向所有跟随他的人显现。
And the risen Christ continued to appear to those who believe in him.
今天复活的基督也在我们当中。
Today the risen Christ is with us.
他在圣灵里面向你显现。
He appeared to us in the Holy Spirit.
你如果打开你的心，
If you open your heart,
你听我的信息，
And you listen to my message,
你整个人会改变。
You will change.
Amen.
Amen.
你的看法会改变。
Your perspective will change.
你的思想会改变。
Your thought will change.
环境没改变。
The circumstance didn't change.
但是你改变了。
But you change.
你就能够在这个环境之上。
And you can overcome this, your circumstances.
我们常常在问人家说你最需要的是什么？
Often we ask people, what do you need the most?
他们都会说我们最需要的是平安。
And a lot of people say, I need peace.
今天复活的主会给你平安。
Today the risen Christ will give you peace.
如果你把你自己放在他的手中。
If you are willing to place yourself in his hand.
上个礼拜天有四个弟兄姊妹们跟我们做见证。
Last week we have 4 brothers and sisters gave us their testimonies.
他们也在见证复活的基督向他们显明。
They are testifying the risen Christ appeared to them.
在他们最困难的时候。
In their most difficult situations.
帮助他们。
The Lord helped them,
扶持他们,
supported them,
所以使他们能够认识耶稣就是基督,
so that they may know that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Jesus Christ. 耶稣是神的儿子,
that Jesus, the Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
使他们能够依靠他,
so that they can rely on him.
单单的依靠他,
solely rely on him.
所以基督不但是我们的拯救者,
So the Lord Jesus is not only our Savior.
他更是我们环境跟生命的主。
And He's the Lord of our circumstances of our life.
我特别要讲这个。
I especially want to tell you this.
主耶稣不是只是爱你、拯救你而已。
Lord Jesus not only want to save you and love you.
他要做你生命的主。
He wants to be the Lord of your life.
他是真正在控制的人。
He's the one who is in control.
请问这是好消息是坏消息？
Is this a good news or bad news?
要看啊。Depend, right? 如果你乐意把情形交给他的话
If you're willing to give your situations to him
那可能是好消息
It's a good news
如果你不乐意的话呢
Well, if you're unwilling
就有一个征战在那里
There is a conflict there
今天早上
This morning
我们要从一个五饼二鱼的神迹的故事来学习这个真理
We're going to learn lessons from the miracle of the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish
就学到这个真理说基督耶稣是主啊
And we're going to learn that Jesus is Lord
这个主的意思就是他是王的意思
The Lord means that he is the king
他是老板
He is the boss
他是真正那位
He is that one
所有的跟随基督的人都要学习他的每一部分都要慢慢都要交给主
So those who follow Jesus had to learn to surrender every part of their life to him
你们知不知道我们很多时候我们的情绪，我们没有降服于主。
Have you noticed a lot of time our emotion were not given to Jesus?
所以有时候我们一天开始就觉得整个人很低档啊，非常 depressed.
So when we start our day, we feel very depressed.
我们不知道为什么。
We don't know why.
我就告诉弟兄姊妹们。
I tell you, brothers and sisters.
很简单。
Very simple.
你就开始来赞美神。
You start with praise.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当你赞美神的时候。
When you praise the Lord.
你就会改变
You will change
因为你赞美神的时候
When you praise the Lord
神的同在就来到
You invite God's presence
你的情绪会开始改变
And your emotions will change
你很难是很忧郁的时候还说 Hallelujah 对不对
It's hard to say Hallelujah when you're depressed
Amen
Amen
当你说 Hallelujah 的时候
But when you say Hallelujah
Hallelujah 的意思就是赞美主的意思
Hallelujah means praise the Lord
那个 depression 就要走啊
And the depression will leave
你不能说又 hallelujah 又 depressed 同在
you cannot be at the same time hallelujah and be depressed at the same time
你开始一天的时候
when you start your day
你想到很多很困难的事
and when you think about all this many difficulties before you
可能晚上觉没睡好
maybe you didn't have a good sleep
可 可能你的那个 deadline 快到还没做完。
And maybe your deadline is near and you're still not there yet.
可能你的婚姻很困难。
Maybe you have a very difficult marriage.
你就开始说 Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
And you start saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
你试试看。
You try it.
一天有 Hallelujah, 一天没有 Hallelujah.
Try one day with Hallelujah and one day without Hallelujah.
看看有什么不同。
See what's the difference.
Amen.
Amen.
因为他是主。
Because he is the Lord.
当你赞美主的时候。
When you praise the Lord.
你心里遵从他的时候。
When your heart is toward him.
他就来到你生命里面。
He's gonna come into your life.
他来到你生命里面。
When he comes into your life.
就要改变。
You are going to change.
这五饼二鱼的故事就是这样。
And this is what five loaves of bread and two fishes a miracle is all about.
我从小在教会里长大。
I grew up in the church.
因为我爸爸是牧师。
Because my father was a pastor.
这个也有好处也有坏处。
It has has advantages and disadvantages.
好处就是从小就听到福音。
The advantage is that you get to listen to the gospel since early in your life.
坏处是你被勉强要听福音。
And the disadvantage, you are forced to hear the gospel.
不管你喜不喜欢都要听。
No matter you like it or not, you have to listen to it.
所以我很小就听过这个故事，五饼二鱼的故事。
So I listened to this story of the five loaves of bread and two fishes since I was very small.
我印象非常深刻。
My impression was very deep.
我说这个主太好了。
I said this Lord is too good.
这么小一点的 lunch 可以变这么多人吃。
He can use a little lunch and feed so many people.
很多人看到这故事也是想同样的事情。
And many people listen to this story, they think the same thing.
其实这个故事非常深的。
Actually, this story has very profound truth in it.
我们现在来看看这故事好。
Let's take a look at this story.
我们一起来读经好不好？
Let's read the scripture together.
我们起立来念一下，很短，念一遍。好，我们一起来。好，不是那个诗歌，是圣经。好，一起来，预备，来。时候，门徒近前来说：“这是野地，时候已经过了，你叫众人散开，他们好往村子里去，自己买吃的。”耶稣说：“不用他们去，你们给他们吃吧。”门徒说：“耶稣说，拿过来给我。”于是吩咐众人坐在草地上。拿了这五个饼五条鱼一天做我们祷告
Let's pray
复活的主啊
Dear risen Christ
请你向我们显明
Please reveal yourself to us.
借着你所做过的神迹
May you speak to us through the miracles you have done.
向我们每一个人说话
May you speak to each one of us.
奉主耶稣的名求
In the name of Lord Jesus we pray.
请坐
Amen. Please be seated.
我们看到这个故事里面
As we look at this story,
我们第一个看到是主的怜悯
The first thing we saw was God's mercy, the Lord's mercy.
主耶稣是一个有怜悯的神
The Lord Jesus is a compassionate, merciful God.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
如果神很有能力
If God has the power,
又很有智慧
and full of wisdom,
但是他一点都不怜悯。
But if he is not merciful, compassionate,
每次我们做错什么事情他就处罚我们。
Every time we do something, he just punishes us.
然后就说你怎么都不做好。
How come you don't do this well?
我们就完蛋了。
Then we are in big trouble.
是不是啊？
Is that right?
他什么都知道。
He knows everything.
他什么都能做。
He can do all things.
但是他就没有爱。
But he has no love.
我们就完蛋。
Then we'll be in deep trouble.
在这个故事里面。
But in this story.
我们看到我们的主是一个有怜悯的主。
We see that our Lord has compassion and mercy.
这个故事啊，在四福音里面都记载。
In the four gospels, this story was recorded in every gospel.
所以这是一个非常重要的故事。
So this is a very important.Story.
我们看到这个四个福音以后，我们就得到这个故事的全部的图像是什么
？Through the four gospels, we get to see the whole picture of this story.
原来故事是这样，就主耶稣把他十二个门徒差出去传福音。
So prior to this story, Jesus sent out his these 12 disciples.
他们去传福音,
they went to preach the gospel.
医病赶鬼,
they healed the sick and cast out demons.
非常有果效,
and they were very fruitful.
他们就回来,
so they came back.
跟耶稣报告,
they reported to Jesus.
他们非常开心,
they were very happy.
但是都没有办法靠近耶稣,
but they weren't able to get near to Jesus.
因为耶稣旁边太多人了,
because Jesus was surrounded by so many people.
所以主耶稣就跟他们讲, 跟那个彼得讲, 赶快给他们打暗号, 我们现在要赶快走, 赶快闪。
So Jesus told Peter and the son, let's get away from here. We don't even have time to eat. Let's leave here. So they withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. They went on the boat.
过湖,
they crossed the lake
要到旷野去,
to a solitary place to have a little retreat. But Jesus was too popular. Everybody was following him.
他走了,
oh, he left.
上船了?
Oh, he went on the boat.
往哪边去啊?
Which direction is he going?
伯塞大那个旷野去?
Oh, he's going across the lake to the
哇,
other side.
那个群众就刚刚跟他讲, 快点啊, 耶稣往那边去了。
So Christ, hurry up, let's follow him.
圣经上告诉我们,
the scripture told us,
这些人用跑的去,
it told us that these people run after the Jesus.
你们今天早上谁来聚会是用跑的来的?
How many people you ran to the church this morning?
你知道大复兴来的时候,
do you know when the revival comes?
人是用跑的来的,
people run to the church.
挤满了人,
full people.
我看那段圣经的时候，我昨天晚上在，我觉得很稀奇啊。
I was very curious when I read this part of scripture.
自己看这圣经，他说他们就用跑到那个地方去。
The scripture said they ran to that place.
而且主耶稣还没到那里,
before Jesus arrived there, they are already there waiting for him.
他们怎么知道耶稣要去哪里?
How did they know that Jesus, where Jesus was going?
很稀奇哦,
very interesting.
所以主耶稣很有名,
so Jesus was very popular.
这些人非常喜欢他,
these people love him.
我就想问你,
I want to ask you.
我一直问你问题,
when I ask you a question, you need to respond.
因为你这样就不会睡觉,
that way you won't fall asleep.
为什么这些群众那么喜欢耶稣?
Why the crowd loves Jesus?
我真的要你们回答。
Please answer me.
答案都在圣经里面, 为什么他们那么喜欢耶稣?
Why they love Jesus so much? Or they like him so much?
哦, 有神迹,
okay, miracles. Irene.
哎, free food.
Free food.
这个Asian最懂。
Asians love that.
Everybody loves that.
We all like free lunch.
I'm Asian, so I can say that.
Okay. I'm Asian, so I can say that, yeah. 我是中国人, so 我可以讲这。亚洲人。
还有没有什么原因?
Any other reasons?
Healing.
Healing, yes. Heal the sick.
你们的答案都是对的。
Your answers are all right.
但是不是真正的原因,
but it's not the real reason.
真正的原因,
the real reason is
这些群众爱耶稣,
the crowd likes Jesus,
因为耶稣有一个怜悯的心,
because Jesus has a merciful heart,
因为耶稣接纳他们,
because Jesus receives them.
Amen. 我们都需要人接纳我们,
we all need people to receive us, accept us.
我们讲到那个浪子的故事,
when we talk about the prodigal son,
那个浪子的比喻,
when we talk about the parable of the prodigal,
在路加福音第15章,
in Luke chapter 15,
那边讲到税吏跟罪人都靠近耶稣要听他讲道,
it talks about the tax collectors and sinners wanted to come near to Jesus and listen to him preach.
那个税吏罪人都是讲那些妓女们,
and that sinners refer to the prostitutes.
这些好像社会上人所拒绝人, 他们都靠近耶稣,
the people that the society rejects, they all want to come near to Jesus.
因为耶稣有怜悯的心,
because Jesus has a merciful, compassionate heart.
他接受他们,
he accepts them.
我觉得真不容易啊,
this is not easy.
他都没有时间吃饭,
he has no time to eat.
跟他的门徒到一个旷野的地方去,
he went to a solitary place with his disciples.
主耶稣从船上一下来,
once he got off the boat,
他们都说, hi, Jesus.
The crowd said, hi, Jesus.
我们都在这里等你了,
we have been waiting for you here.
如果换了你, 你就说, 哎, 又来了,
if you were Jesus, oh, again.
你们这些人没完没了啊,
you guys don't leave me alone.
从来不让我休息,
you don't let me rest.
可是这边讲说, 主耶稣就欢迎他们,
but here Jesus said, the scripture said that Jesus welcomed them.
然后主耶稣就教导他们天国的道理,
and Jesus taught them about the truth of the kingdom of God.
又开始医病,
and start healing people.
而且是免费。
And it's free healing.
真的。
Really.
现在看医生有没有免费的？
Is any when you go see the doctor, is any no charge?
非常贵啊。
Very expensive.
现在很多人都不敢生病。
A lot of people is afraid to get sick.
因为看到那个账单以后更 sick.
When they see the bill, they get more sick.
因为太可怕了。
It's just too horrible.
但是我们看到主耶稣就很怜悯他们。
But we see that Jesus here, he was very compassionate. 圣经
上说因为看到这些群众受苦啊。
Because he saw the suffering of the crowd.
或者你说牧师怜悯是什么意思？
And you may ask me, what does mercy mean?
怜悯的意思就是同受苦楚。
Mercy means sharing someone's suffering.
你看到那个人在牙齿痛。
When you see the person's tooth hurts.
Toothache.
Have toothache.
你的牙齿也开始痛。
And you tooth start hurting too.
说牧师怎么会有这种事呢？
So pastor, how can this be?
我的意思说，你看到他牙齿痛，你就想到说，如果我牙齿痛是什么感受？
So what I mean is that if you hear that his tooth hurts, you imagine what you, how you would you feel if your tooth hurt?
这个在心理学上叫同理心，就是 empathy.
So in psychology means empathy.
Amen.
Amen.
你看到一个牙齿痛，
when you see a person's tooth hurt,
你说有什么好痛的呢？
You say,Why is it painful?
当然不痛，你当然你不痛，因为不是在你的，不是在你的。
Of course,
you, 你的牙齿。
Your tooth doesn't hurt because it's not your tooth.
Amen.
Amen.
看到一个人在忧虑。
When you see a person anxious, worrying.
不要忧虑。
You say, don't worry.
靠主就好了。
Just depend on God.
当然了，是我的忧虑，不是你的忧虑。
Of course, it's easy to say it's just my worry, it's not your worry.
我的意思不是鼓励你们忧虑啊。
I'm not encouraging you to worry.
但是我们要了解人家为什么忧虑。
But we need to understand why that person has worry.
是不是？
Is that right?
所以我要讲这个事情，就是说我要鼓励大家。
I want to encourage each one.
我们的神是很有怜悯的神。
Our God is a very compassionate God.
他看到群众那样，他就怜悯他们。
When he saw the crowd, he has mercy and compassion upon them.
他继续教导他们。
He continued to teach them.
一直教到天都晚了。
Until sun goes down.
他还管吃啊。
And he has to take care of the meal too.
那是下面还要讲的。
And that, well, we're going to talk about that in a little bit.
我们当中有很多弟兄姊妹们。
We have a lot of brothers and sisters.
在过去这一个月这时间。
In this past month,
有很多事情发生。
Many things happened to them.
很多人亲人有病痛。
Some family member got sick.
有困难。
Has difficulties.
很多还不能讲。
And there are many things that some people couldn't even share.
我就是要鼓励你。
I want to encourage you.
当你在痛苦的时候。
We are suffering.
主耶稣跟你一起痛。
Jesus, Lord Jesus, suffering with you.
你的苦成为他的苦。
Your pain becomes his pain.
你的心酸成为他的心酸。
Your heartache becomes his heartache.
你的眼泪成为主耶稣的眼泪。
Your tears becomes his tears.
Amen.
Amen.
真的是这样。
And it's really is true.
你说你怎么知道呢？
You say, how do you know?
今天的故事告诉我们。
Today's story tells us.
主耶稣连饭都没有吃，他看到这些众人，他还是怜悯他们。
Jesus has no time to eat, but when he saw the crowd, he still had compassion.Over them,
可能
on them.
可能那时候失业率很高啊。
Maybe at that time there's a high rate of unemployment.
这些人都没事干。
Those people had nothing to do.
我觉得他们为什么一天到晚跟着耶稣干嘛？
Every day they just follow Jesus.
他们都不做工吗？
They don't have to work.
没工可做。
Maybe there's no jobs.
罗马政府也不管他们。
And the Roman government doesn't care about them.
那个犹太人的领袖，宗教领袖也不管他们。
And the religious leaders.Ignore them.
但是主耶稣爱他们。
But Jesus loved them.
所以他们就跟他。
So they follow him.
然后我们在今天的故事又看到主耶稣的试验。
And today, we see the Lord's test, Lord Jesus' test.
时间过得很快。
Time passed by very fast.
就本来是下午，已经到晚上了。
Originally it was afternoon, and now it's already evening.
门徒来跟耶稣报告说：“这里是野地啊，时间已经过了，赶快叫这人离开，叫他们各自去找吃的吧。”
They came to Jesus and said, "It's already dusk, and people are getting hungry. Why don't you send them away and let them find their food?"
你们知道有多少人在那里吗？
Do you know how many people were there?
5,000 men.
5,000 men.
然后加上妇女小孩，大概10,000人。
Plus women and children's total up maybe around 10,000.
那个情况是很危急的。
It is a crisis.
天黑了。
the night has come.
Getting dark.
It's getting dark.
10,000
people there.
肚子饿啊,
they are hungry.
他们为什么来啊?
Why did they come?
因为耶稣的缘故,
because of Jesus.
我想如果你是门徒, 你怎么建议, 你对这情况怎么处置?
If you are the disciple, how are you going to suggest to Jesus?
我问你, 你如果是门徒, 你觉得应该怎么处理这个情况? 请问门徒说, 请他们赶快到附近村庄, 各自去买东西, 是不是最聪明的做法?
Do you think it was very wise for the disciples to suggest that let the people go into the village and find food?
一万人,
10,000 people.
耶稣有没有搞错?
Does Jesus understand the whole situation?
耶稣居然跟门徒说, 你们给他吃啊?
And Jesus telling them, you feed them.
Wow.
Wow.
我们哪有这么多啊?
Where are we going to get the food to feed this crowd?
我只想问一个问题,
I want to ask you one question.
你们觉得耶稣知不知道整个情况?
Do you think Jesus knows the whole situation?
还是耶稣太饿了, 他头也发昏了?
Or do you think Jesus was too hungry that his head is not clear?
天已经黑了,
then it's getting dark.
一万人在那, 有大的, 有小的, 都在肚子饿,
10,000 people, you have the big one, the small one, everybody's getting hungry.
Walmart
and Walmart's not close by.
太远了,
too far.
赶快走吧,
please leave.
请问耶稣为什么会这样讲?
Why do you think Jesus told his disciples this about?
四福音里面告诉我说, 耶稣要测验他们, 试验他们。
The gospel said that Jesus said that because he wanted to test them.
主耶稣知道他要做什么?
Jesus already know what he's about to do.
Amen.
Amen.
是不是很好啊? 主耶稣知道他要做什么?
Jesus already knew that what he's going to do.
主耶稣看到你生活里面有很多事情 out of control, 但是他知道他要做什么?
Jesus already has seen all the things in your life that's out of control, but he's already know what he's going to do about it.
Amen.
Amen.
这个时候真的是 out of, 失控的时候。
So this is an uncontrollable situation.
我们看到主耶稣所看到的跟门徒看到的很不一样。
We see that the way Jesus sees the whole thing and how the disciples sees it is totally different.
我觉得下面这要请大家仔细听。
So the following, I want you to listen to it closely.
我觉得这是神特别要对我们教会讲的话。
I feel that this is a truth that Jesus, the Lord wanted to speak to our church.
每一个人。
And to every one of you.
门徒所看到的,
what the disciples see, has seen.
天黑了,
it's getting dark.
在一个旷野里面,
in a solitary place.
什么供应都没有,
and there's no restaurants nearby.
顶多五饼二鱼,
they only had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
这么多人在这里,
and so many people here.
所以要怎么办?
So what are we to do?
就叫他们赶快想办法自己找,
tell them to just leave and find their own meals.
主耶稣看的不一样,
by the way, Jesus look at it, it's different.
他从天上的宝座来看这情形,
he looked the whole situation from the throne of God.
天是黑了,
yes, it's getting dark.
一万人肚子饿了,
there are 10,000 hungry stomachs.
这边都没有餐馆,
there's no restaurants around.
这是我来 把神的荣耀表达最好的时候,
but this is an opportunity for me to reveal God's glory.
Amen. 你们仔细听牧师讲,
carefully listen to the pastors.
我真的觉得神的同在现在在这里,
I really feel that God's presence here right now.
不管你的情形怎么样,
no matter what your situation is,
你要从神的宝座来看这个情形,
you need to look at things from the throne of God.
Amen.
Amen.
你的情形, 你来解决, 就是叫大家赶快自己买东西吃吧,
your solution, just disperse the crowd and let them find their own food.
但是主耶稣说, 你给他们吃,
but Jesus' solution said, you give them food to eat.
最后是谁给他们吃啊?
But finally, who gave them food to eat?
回答, 这个问题很 tricky. 最后是谁给他们东西吃啊?
But finally, who is the one who provided?
有一个小孩的五饼二鱼啊,
they used a little boy's lunch.
所以他们也有 provide, 对不对?
They did provide it.
但是到了谁的手里啊?
But their resources went to whose hand?
到耶稣的手里。
They went to Jesus. Handed to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
就是我今天的题目。
And this is my title for this message today.
交在主的手里。
Unto the Lord's hand.
那个资源还是你的资源。
The resource is still yours.
但是交在主的手里。
But when you place it into God's hand,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
朋友们,
Friends,
很多时候,
many times,
神把我们放在一个好像我们不能控制的情况。
God places us in uncontrollable situations,
或者一个不合理的情况,
or in an unreasonable situation,
一个很缺乏的情况,
in a very lacking situation.
然后神要我们继续跟随他,
but the Lord still wants us to follow Him,
服侍他,
serve Him,
相信他,
believe in Him,
因为他要试验我们,
because He wants to test us.
他要知道我们到底认识他多少,
He wants to know how much we know Him.
我们是否对他有信心,
do we have faith in Him?
有爱心,
do we have love for Him?
还有盼望,
do we have hope in Him?
只有在困难的时候才知道,
we will know when we are in difficult situations.
我今天早上特别要鼓励我们当中现在有困难的弟兄姊妹们,
I want to encourage each one of you who are having difficult situations.
人碰到困难的第一个问题是说为什么?
When people face difficult situation, the first question they ask is, why?
为什么是我?
Why me?
为什么现在临到我? 为什么现在临到我?
Why it comes to me now?
这个是没有答案的。
There's no answer to that.
越想就越生气。
And the more you think about it, the more angry you get.
越生气就越想。
And the more angry you get, the more you think about it.
后来就变成沮丧, depressed.
And then you go to depression.
我就劝你不要想why.
I encourage you not to ask why.
你要想why not.
You have to say why not.
然后你交到主耶稣的手,
and when you give it to the Lord,
这是真的,
this is real.
你真的交到主耶稣手里,
when you give it into the Lord's hand,
就要改变,
it's going to change.
真的要改变,
it's really going to change.
那我们就看到怎么改变,
we're going to see how it's going to change.
就是主的方法,
it's the Lord's way.
耶稣说这是在路加福音第9章13到16节, 我们没有念, 我就念给大家听。 耶稣说你们给他们吃吧, 门徒说我们不过有5个饼2条鱼, 若不去为这许多人买食物就不够, 那时人数约有5000。 耶稣对门徒说, 叫他们一排一排地坐下, 每排大约50个人, 门徒就如此行, 叫众人都坐下。 耶稣拿了这5个饼2条鱼, 望着天祝福, 拨开, 递给门徒, 摆在众人面前。
So in Luke 9:13-16, Jesus, he replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people.
感谢赞美主,
praise and thank the Lord.
我讲到第三点是主的方法。
The third point is about God's way, the 主的, Lord's way.
我们的主是很有智慧的。
Our Lord is a very wise God.
有10,000人在那里。
There were 10,000 people there.
天也黑了。
And it's getting dark.
大家都站着在那边挤来挤去,
and everybody was standing there, crawling, pushing each other.
很危险的,
very dangerous.
耶稣就说, 叫门徒说, 你叫他们通通坐下。
So Jesus instructed the disciples to have the crowd to sit down.
50个人一排,
and place 50 people in a group.
就有200排或200,
so
200个组,
yeah, 200 groups of 50 each.
所以当他们坐下以后,
when they sat down,
他们就不会挤来挤去,
so they won't push each other,
不会把自己都踩死,
and not stamp,
是不是? Stamp,
so they won't be a stampede because they're so hungry.
而且天也黑了,
and the sky is dark.
看不见, 看不清楚,
they cannot see clearly.
我们主耶稣很有智慧的,
our Lord Jesus is very wise.
他做事情很有方法的,
he has his ways in doing things.
然后他就叫门徒把所有的拿来五饼二鱼,
so he told the disciple to give him the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
这是最精彩的部分,
and this is the most exciting part.
主耶稣就拿来了,
so Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish,
他就向天看,
and he looked up to heaven,
他就祝福这个,
and he gave thanks.
我今天早上跟马林讨论说主耶稣怎么样来 让这10,000人吃饱。
So this morning I was discussing with me, Marlene, how God distribute the loaves of bread and fish.
我猜大概是这样,
I guess this is what happened.
我猜圣经没有这样讲。
Oh, the Bible didn't say this, but I can imagine.
主耶稣, 这个很重要, 你将来有困难就是,
So Jesus, okay, so Jesus took the five loaves of bread and two fish, and here's Peter and here's John. So he gave the break the bread and handed it to Peter, and he broke the fish and handed it to John. And the Peter keep giving the bread. They have 200 groups. And there's still 10 disciples left. So each disciple take care of 20 groups.
你要仔细想一想啊, 这是真的。
This is real.
不断的祝福，他就一直分了。
So Jesus keep blessing the loaves of bread and keep passing out, keep breaking and passing.
圣经这样讲了，他一定这样做的。
So I think that's how they did it.
一直给饼，这边又一直。
One side keep breaking the bread, the other side keep breaking the fish.
月亮就出来了。
And the moon arised.
很 romantic.
Very romantic.
彼得他们就赶快去传饼哦。
Peter passed out his bread to the other disciples to pass out.
圣经上说，他们把这个饼，所有的食物都放在众人面前。
So they gave the bread to the people.
所以都有。
So everybody all have something to eat.
所以我们就看到一个吃惊的结果，令人吃惊的结果。
So we see a very amazing result.
不是说勉强看一看，哦，每一个人吃了一点，然后说怎么样？哎呀，好饿，都不够啊。
So people ate and didn't feel like, oh, I'm still hungry, it's not enough.
我觉得这是buffet啊。
I think this is a buffet.
只有两种，一个鱼，一个fish。
There's only two dishes, bread and fish.
All you can eat.
But all you can eat.
你都可以一直吃啊。You
can keep eating.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
听起来很好笑。It
seems like it's funny. The story is funny.
但是不好笑。
But it's not funny at all.
这是很精彩的事情。
This is a very exciting event.
你们精彩, 你们觉得兴奋吗?
You feel excited?
我非常兴奋啊。
I'm very excited.
只有五饼二鱼啊。
We only started with five loaves of bread and two fish.
就是McDonald's那个足够最小的value meal, 最小的一个给,
it's like McDonald's, the smallest of value meal.
Kids meal.
The kids meal.
主耶稣祝福以后,
after Jesus blessed it,
他就一直分了,
and he keep breaking it and distributing it.
一万人,
and all 10,000 people had their fill.
都吃了,
they ate.
吃饱了,
they were full.
请问要不要付钱呢?
Do they need to pay for it?
All you can eat.
It's all you can eat.
Free.
Free.
还有to go.
And also to go.
12 basket.
12 basket full.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
旁边人说, hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor hallelujah.
还有leftover.
And they had leftovers.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
祷告把我们一切放在神的手中。
When we pray, we give to the Lord what we have.
结果还不够。
And still not enough.
No.
No.
绝对够。
It's enough.
还多了12篮了。
And they are leftovers, 12 basketful.
是比你所需要的更多, more than enough.
It's more than enough.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我讲这个信息,
when I give you this message,
你听这个信息,
when you hear this message,
是一个信心的宣告,
it's a proclamation of faith.
Amen.
Amen.
我相信那天一万人里面有带便当的不只有那个小孩五饼二鱼。
I'm sure that day, not only that little boy brought his lunch.
很多人都有。
I'm sure many people brought their lunch.
只有那个小孩他很单纯，谁有没有？我有，就拿出来。
Only this little boy offered his lunch.
主耶稣就使用那五饼二鱼。
And God used that five loaves and two fish.
Amen.
Amen.
就满足超过一万人的需要。
And he filled everybody's needs.
我常常在想，为什么还要剩下呢？
I wonder what they were left over.
当然是要让他们不要担心啊。
Of course, not to have them worry.
但是也是一个证据。
But it's also a testimony.
提醒门徒们。
To remind the disciples.
记得上次完了还有12个。
Remember last time we still had 12 baskets full of leftovers?
我们有宝贵的功课。
We have a very precious lesson here.
第一个,
first of all,
当神行神迹奇事满足人的需要的时候，是因为他的怜悯。
God performed these miracles because of his mercy for the people.
主耶稣看到瞎子，他就让他看见。
When Jesus saw the blind, he let them see.
聋子就听见。
The deaf be able to hear.
这五饼二鱼让一万人吃饱。
The five loaves and two fish were able to feed 10,000.
因为他的怜悯。
Because of his mercy and compassion.
从他的怜悯，他就 彰显他的大能。
Through his mercy and compassion, he revealed his mighty power.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
你有极大的困难。
You have a great difficulty in your life.
你呼求神。
You cry out to God.
神一定回应你。
God will answer you.
不是因为你好或不好。
Not because you're good or not good.
因为他的本质是怜悯的神。
Because his basic nature is a merciful, compassionate God.
是不是很重要啊？
Isn't that important?
整本圣经都在讲这个。
The whole Bible is talking about this.
神是公义的。
God is a just God.
有罪他会罚。
He will punish sin.
当他在罚的时候，不是因为很高兴罚，他是很难过的罚，因为他是有怜悯的神。
When he punishes you, he's not happily punishing you, but he punishes you with pain in his heart because he's a compassionate.
因为他不要你走错路受害。
Because he doesn't want you to walk in the wrong path and get hurt.
第二个功课。
Second lesson.
我们遭遇困苦试炼的时候。
When we face difficulty and trial.
也是我们经历神迹最好的时刻。
It is the best time for us to experience God's miracle.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在困难的时候，其实。很容易让我们亲近神。
When we are in difficulty, it's easy for us to get close to God.
很多人跟我讲说，田牧师，我真的不愿意，真的很困苦，走投无路，我才来找神。
People told me I don't want to wait until I'm really in bad situation to come near to God.
但是不知道为什么老是这样子。
But I don't understand why it's always happened that way.
就说你不要太难过。
I said don't feel too bad.
我觉得大部分的 case 都是这样。
Because most people are like that.
这就是人的本质啊。
That means us.Basic nature.
但是你在找神的时候
when you're seeking God,
走投无路的时候
when you came to the end of yourself,
神还是接纳你
God still receives you.
他根本不记，他就不在乎你以前所做的
He doesn't care what you have done before.
他赦免你
He forgives you.
他接纳你
He receives you.
他抱着你
He embraces you.
让你继续做儿子
And let you continue to be his sons and daughters.
是不是这就是浪子回头的故事
And this is the story of the prodigal son.
所以我们在困苦的时候
So when we are in hard times,
我们就要像这些群众一样，要跑得向耶稣去
We need to be like the cross, run to Jesus.
向耶稣跑去
Run to Jesus.
不是从耶稣那边跑走
Not to run away from Jesus.
哎呀，我太多罪了
Oh, I'm too sinful.
我太坏了
I'm too bad.
我不配接受耶稣
I'm not worthy to come to Jesus.
就是因为我们太多罪太坏，所以主耶稣才来救我们
Because we are too bad and too sinful, that's why Jesus came for us.
Amen.
Amen.
如果我们太好了，主耶稣就不用来。
If we are too good, Jesus doesn't need to come.
所以我们在困苦，我们就 run to Jesus.
So when we are in hard time, we need to run to Jesus.
第三个就是，当人把他们自己跟他们有限的资源放在主手里面的时候，让神完全来使用，你就发现神迹就要发生。
When people release their resource unto the Lord's hand, allowing Him to use whatever He desires, will experience super abundance.
就为神迹发生。
Miracles will happen.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
最后这个功课
the final lesson
要往上那个后面要弄上，这个已经不是呀，那个成语要往上弄。我讲这几个宝贵的功课。
When I share with you these precious lessons,
每一个人都要去经历。
Everyone need to experience it.
我将来等着你们来做见证。
I cannot wait for you to come and give your testimonies.
Amen.
Amen.
你要把自己放在神的手里。
You need to give yourself into the Lord's hand.
然后让神来改变，来显现他自己。
Then let the Lord come to change the situation and change you.
我想我讲的够多了。
I think I spoke enough.
我们现在要领受圣餐。
Right now we're gonna partake in the Lord's Supper.
圣餐也是提醒我们他是主。
The Lord's Supper reminds us that He is the Lord.
因为我们的命是他把我们救回来的。
Because He saved our life.
他为我们而死。
He died for us.
我们要为他而活。
We need to live for Him.
我们现在读一段圣经好吗？
Now we're going to read a portion of the scripture.
是在哥林多前书第十一章。
It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们到这边一起来念好吗？好，预备来。我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们 们当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，直到他来。所以无论何人按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的死诫了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪。我想使徒保罗在这里跟我们分享一下这个饼与杯的真理。
So Apostle Paul shared with us the truth about the Lord's Supper.
这个饼是代表主耶稣的身体为我们舍的。
So the bread represents Jesus' body that was broken for us.
这杯代表主耶稣的血为我们流的。
And the cup represents Jesus' blood that was shed for us.
这是一个神给我们所立的约。
This is God's covenant for us.
我们吃这饼跟喝这杯。
When we eat the bread and drink the blood of the cup.
我们纪念主耶稣的死。
We remember Jesus' death.
本来是我们该死的。
Originally we supposed to die.
他为我们死。
He died in our place.
Amen.
Amen.
所以把我们就赎回来。
And he redeemed us.
所以我们现在开始要为他而活。
So now we want to live for him.
所以他是我们的主。
So he is our Lord.
所以这就是主的饼跟主的杯。
So this is the Lord's cup and the Lord's bread.
当我们领受这个饼跟这杯的时候，
we partake the bread and cup.
这是一个很神圣的事情。
It's a very sacred moment.
我们需要省察我们自己。
We need to examine our heart.
我们有没有得罪人？
Have we sinned against people?
得罪神。
Sin against God.
得罪自己。
Sin against ourselves.
我们要求神赦免我们的罪。
We need to ask for God to forgive our sin.
所以我们领受这饼的时候是一个圣洁的状态。
So when we partake the bread and cup, it's a holy moment.
不是吃喝自己的罪。
Not eating or drinking your own sin.
所以我现在邀请我们当中已经重生得救、受洗归入教会的弟兄姊妹们。
So now I invite the brothers and sisters who has received Jesus as their Savior and Lord and has been baptized into His body.
到前面来拿饼跟杯。
To come to the front and to take the cups and the bread.
当你拿到这饼跟杯之后，
After you take the bread and cup,
回到你的座位，
you go back to your seat.
请你不要坐。
Please don't be seated.
站着。
Remain standing.
好吗？我们表示对神的感恩跟尊崇。
We want to express our thanksgiving and reverence for God.
请你默默的祷告。
Pray silently.
我们每一个人为自己的罪在神面前认罪悔改。
And confess and repent of your sin before God.
求神赦免我们。
And may the Lord forgive us.
为这个饼和杯感谢主。
And we give thanks for the bread and cup.
跟他立约，让他继续做我们生命的主。
And we can continue to make our covenant with God that He's continued to be our Lord.
现在为这饼和杯来祝福跟感恩。
Now we're going to bless and give thanks for the bread and cup.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你是一个怜悯的神。
Because you are a merciful, compassionate God.
你是一个供应的神。
You are a just and you are God who provide.
你也是一个救赎的神。
You are a God of redemption.
我们为这饼跟这杯献上感谢。
We give you thanks for the bread and cup.
求主圣化。
May the Lord sanctify it.
当我们吃的时候，
when we partake it,
纪念你的死。
And when we remember your death,
我们也委身做跟随你的人。
And we commit ourselves to you to follow you.
你是我们的主。
You are our Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.